Excuse me?
It wasn't on.
You have to start over, Madam Chair.
We had a delay. Welcome, everybody. Today is September 23rd. It's a lovely Friday. This is the Joint Interim Committee on Legislative Policy and Research. We have Representative Kennemer on the phone. Although our rules don't allow him to vote in the work session, he is joining us today by phone, and we have quorum. I'd like to open a work session on the appointment of the Legislative Policy and Research Office Director. Colleagues, we're here today. You all participated in a very thorough search to find the first director of our Legislative Policy and Research Office. And we have Chris with us today, who was our choice from that selection process. And we have to officially appoint him. That's why we're here in this public setting today. So I don't know if you wanted to say anything, Mr. President, before we bring Chris up.
Well, I think that this is a brand new position, a new effort, and I think we did a pretty thorough job in researching and reaching out to find out who could help us with this assignment. And I think it's very sort of, I find it interesting hearing in this simple little moment when we were looking around, we were starting out. I mean, we had no idea the magnitude of the number of people might apply, and we were trying this by caramel and a bipartisan approach, and I remember the interviews and how hard everybody worked, and everybody worked. I mean, they laboriously pored over these vetoes, reading them, because we had to make a lot of cuts along the way. Yeah, we had to just let staff do it. Legislators were doing this, the heavy lifting, and I don't think I've ever been a part of an appointment of an individual since I've been here where legislators did so much heavy lifting and so much work on the background of candidates and then interview candidates and that. And we took it very seriously. I mean, this is a very serious thing. And so I just think it was, from my viewpoint, a remarkable effort. And we found an individual. It comes from a little far away, but I think it was an individual that we pretty well had the acceptance and the approval of a broad-based group of people. So I think it's a pretty good moment. A lot of work to do. It's a dynamic moment. This can really only help the legislature, this new position in this new area. So I'm just really pleased that I was allowed to be part of it and that all of you worked so doggone hard and to work together as well as to work individually to find the person that we think can really help us do this very, very important work.
And I would just want to say thank you for spending a significant amount of time over the summer in the process. Because the last time we were here, we set out a process, and everybody hit their deadlines, everybody did their review, everybody did their work, so I really appreciate that. With that, if Christopher Reinhart wants to join us at the dais, if he wants to say a few words. So since Chris was the unanimous choice, from the search process. He's been with us a little time now in transition getting started. I think it's important to point out, for those particularly who are listening, this is a new office within the branch. And while we have allocated some new resources to expand our capacity, we really are in the first stage of doing this. And I think it's important that everyone realize we're not going to have instant new fantastic capacity right away, but we are building towards having continuity and building expertise within that office so we can build for the future. And I think the challenge we have for Chris and his team is, transitioning while we're also getting ready for the 2017 session. So I think to the degree that we can be realistic, but provide guidance as we move forward, I think is going to be very important. So Mr. Reinhart, would you like to introduce yourself for the record and maybe tell us, for the public a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Chris Reinhart. I am coming here after working for 18 years at the Connecticut Office of Legislative Research, the nonpartisan research office there. Been on the job for almost a month now. I'm very excited to be here, and I do thank you all for giving me this opportunity and very very honored to be taking on this task and ready to tackle the work ahead. So I appreciate all of your support, and thank you very much.
Excellent. And since you've been here a month, do you have a preference for football teams? Be careful.
This is non-partisan, Madam Speaker.
As with a lot of things, I'm still evaluating.
Senator Hansel said that we could not do that, okay?
That's right, exactly. So we are in work session. Mr. Co-Chair.
I move the appointment of Legislative Policy and Research Director be Mr. Chris Reinhart, Christopher S. Reinhart, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Co-Chair Courtney moves that Christopher S. Reinhart be appointed as Director of the Legislative Policy and Research Office. Any discussion, colleagues? And Representative Kenemer, let me know if you want to chime in at all.
Let me just comment. I think during the interview, it was a real outstanding candidate. Was tremendously outstanding, and had a nice conversation yesterday, and very excited about his joining us, and think great choice.
Thank you, Representative.
Thank
Representative
you.
Springer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just as I want to get this on the record, I made a comment after, I guess we interviewed once, after your interview, I made the comment, and it became very clear to me with my standard caveat, whatever's more illegal and ethical, I made the comment that this guy came to Oregon to get this job, and he did what it took to get this job, and you did your research. And I had the lens on through the process of we're hiring a legislative research person, and your first research project is us. And you did your work. You did your work, and I was quite impressed.
Thank you, Representative. Other comments? Senator Johnson?
While the legislature was really in the driver's seat in doing the selection, I want to call attention to the heroic work done by the staff, making copies of all of those vitas, getting them circulated, collating the results, and making it easy for a smooth interview process. But I would agree with the Senate President that the degree of rigor involved in both the review of all of the applicants and then winnowing that process down and finally the live interviews was one of the most disciplined that I've been party to. And I just want to acknowledge on the record the work of the staff, both in your office and certainly in President Courtney's office.
Thank you, Senator.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Senator Boakley.
To echo what you said and to provide future support to Chris, we've been at this 3 years.
Yeah.
And I have some of my own colleagues on my side of the aisle. So, well, when do we get to submit this? And it's like, let's just slow down. This is going to take a while. And as the good representatives down there said, they got to kind of investigate and research us first and figure out exactly how we're going to do this. So I look forward to this. We are 3 years into this, and it's still going to be a little while before we iron out exactly how this is going to proceed.
Thank you, Senator. And our role in this committee is also to be that sounding board and advisory group to the office. So let's not forget that. Yes, Representative Bent.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I just want to comment on how impressed I have been with our candidate, and hopefully soon to be director. And I just want to mention the challenge that I know he faces, and I welcomed his visit yesterday in integrating the new concepts that we all have partially formulated with our existing staff, who has done absolutely wonderful work for us. And we certainly, I know all of, I'm sure I speak for all of us when we say the fact that we're trying to make a change is not a remark upon anything negative by our current staff. And I like the use of the word of our president of the word dynamic, because boy, is it ever. And keeping all of those who've worked so hard for us happy while we move into this new environment is a real challenge. I know you're aware of it. You spoke about it yesterday. And I work with you any way I can to make sure our existing staff understands their value and how we're going to work hard to make sure they fit within whatever it is we come up with. And I hope I'm reflecting what I heard from you yesterday. Am I?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. So the motion before us is for the appointment. And are there any objections to the permanent appointment of Mr. Reinhart as the new director of the Legislative Policy and Research Office? Seeing none, motion passes. Effective immediately, you are officially our director of the Legislative Policy and Research Office. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. With that, I'll end the work session on the appointment. Representative Greenlake?
It seems to me that it would be very useful for this committee to have a work plan for moving forward. I think it's going to be very important for us to help develop, working with Mr. Reinhart, develop some procedures, develop a clear understanding of where that department's going, of the nature of it, and I hope we'll be taking a continuing role in helping them create a department that we're going to be proud of.
And my assumption is that is the expectation, that this will be an iterative process as we go forward. Senator Denbrough?
Yeah, just following up on that. Thanks, Madam Chair. You know, when I met with Chris, we talked about how one of the operating principles we've been thinking about is that the research office will provide us not specifically with recommendations on potential legislation, but options that we can consider as we are developing legislation. And you know, the upsides, downsides of all the various aspects of the research issue. And, you know, I think a similar sort of approach makes sense as we're trying to put this work together, this office, you know, in terms of deciding how it's going to be structured, the relationship between permanent staff and temporary staff, and how research proposals get vetted as to which ones we go forward. And, you know, I look forward to getting those options from Chris and his supporting people. And that will probably be a lot of the work that we'll be doing, at least initially, is coming up with those basic principles of you know, how we're going to take on proposals, how we're going to vet them, you know, et cetera, and to what extent we have to be intimately involved in those decisions, or to what extent it makes sense for us just to lay out the guiding principles.
Mm-hmm. When I anticipate this is, we're talking an 18-month process almost till we get to that full kind of vision, I think. Senator Johnson?
Apropos the last two comments, though, I think it is our job to be reactive to advice that Mr. Reinhart is going to give us. I don't think we should be writing a work plan, or we should be developing guiding principles. We have gone through an exhaustive process to hire the best and the brightest, and rather than have this committee in any way usurp the authority of his office or the expertise that he brings to help guide us in our new endeavor, I'd like us to be reactive to what he's offering rather than to have this committee trying to develop work plans or guiding principles.
I would agree with that, yeah. Senator.
Mm-hmm. His first research project is us.
Right. Right. Yeah.
How are we going to do this now?
Chris, anything else? You're not obligated to say anything, but would you like to say anything before we adjourn?
Sure. I can just say that, you know, I have had a chance to meet with almost all of you, and I would like to continue meeting with you and getting your thoughts and ideas, and I look forward to that process. We will be working on the hiring process soon so that we are ramped up for session, and want to make session work as smoothly as possible and position ourselves for that, you know, launch into the interim with some research capacity. As, you know, I understand this office is still evolving, and we have excellent people on hand right now, and I want to bring in, you know, the best people we can to move this office to the next step. So, again, thank you very much, all of you, for your support, and I look forward to working with you.
Madam Chair?
You're welcome. Yes, Representative.
Is it safe to assume that Chris will be staffing this committee?
I don't know how often we will need to meet, but our, you know, our staff right now are, who's on that sheet, so.
I'm listed Chris as the administrator with Patsy,
yes.
Wood.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Anything else? All right, with that, thank you.
Thank
Congratulations.
You
we are adjourned. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Representative Kennedy.